Tell me your first home game coming up, and it's one you're very much looking forward to.
Very much looking forward to. You know, I feel like it's my second one because we were obviously there against Bradford Park Avenue. But reality is, it is our first one as a management duo, and it's something that we are relishing now.
And you'll be stood there in the technical area with luck. There'll be 1,500 Darlow fans in there, and hopefully as well they'll be overseeing a Darlow win.
That's always the intention. You know, I'd like to think that we can get more than 1,500 fans. You know, I think the size of this football club and where we want to go back to. So I'd like to think that more will start coming out of the closet now and start getting behind the team again. We know that they can. We know that they're there. So it's up to obviously myself and Alan and the boys to make sure that they keep coming back week in, week out.
You'll have learned a little bit from last Saturday's game at Blyth, but I dare say one of your first messages is, please, lads, cut out the mistakes.
It was exactly that. You know, the lads played in terms of possession and the way we attacked, how we wanted them to and how we worked on. But we can't stop the mistakes happening on a pitch. You know, the only thing we can revisit is trying to prevent their mistakes on in training, which we did on Tuesday and on Thursday. But it's about decision making. I think the lads have been disappointed with themselves, and I think that was the thing that was clear to see. A lot of the issues were said amongst them as a group, which I think is great that me and Alan haven't had to dig out a few. They've actually held their hands up and they've done it themselves. So, like I said, they're a great group, and hopefully that's behind us now.
Darlow only 3 points off the playoffs, though. That's the beauty of the playoffs, going down to 7th place, isn't it? But a couple of wins and suddenly right in the heart of them.
We've had no consistency. I think if you look through all our results all season, you know, we have failed to string 3-4 wins together. And I think if you do that at this level of football, it really opens up. And like I say, at the minute we're amongst a pack of teams all challenging for their playoff places.
Take away the top two, and maybe you could argue that the rest of them are much of a muchness.
I agree with that, to be honest with you. Probably not in terms of stature, but I think in terms of consistency. Obviously Harrogate and Salford have hit the ground running. They've been very, very consistent with their results, home and away, which is why they find themselves where they are. Obviously, you know, they are very heavily backed financially, but there, a lot of clubs are at this level. Them two have been consistent, and that's why they are where they are. Everybody else, I think, like I said, they are challenging for them playoff places.
You mentioned earlier on the week about possibly giving youth a chance. Will we see one or two more youth team lads in the squad, even for Saturday?
Well, we've had a couple of the boys training this week. You know, it's probably the first opportunity that I've even had to see someone like a Dale Milburn. You know, he trained very well on Tuesday, but we've all trained once. We've all trained well once in our careers. So the challenge to Dale is to consistently keep impressing us, you know, and it's the same with Harvey and all the other young lads at the football club. A lot of the lads in the 18s and the reserves that we don't even know anything about, the opportunities will be there, but the lads need to show us what they're made of now.
Is there any chance of a 33-year-old player manager emerging?
Absolutely no chance. There's more chance for 12-year-old playing.